A very nice, well-spoken gentle hobbit is Mr. Bilbo, as I've always said, the gaffer declared. With perfect truth, for Bilbo was very polite to him, calling him Mr. Hamfast. But what about this Frodo that lives with him? Asked Old Noakes of Bywater. Baggins is his name, but he's more than half a brandybuck, they say. It beats me why any Baggins of Hobbiton should go looking for a wife away there in Buckland, where folks are so queer. And no wonder they're queer, put in Daddy Twofoot, the gaffer's next-door neighbour. If they live on the wrong side of the Brandywine River, and right again the Old Forest, that's a dark, bad place if half the tales be true. Oh, you're right, Dad, said the gaffer. Not that the Brandybucks of Buckland live in the Old Forest, but they're a queer breed, seemingly. They fool about with boats on that big river, and that ain't natural. A decent, respectable hobbit was Mr. Drogo Baggins. There was never much to tell of him, till he were drowned. You look especially beautiful this morning, Monza. She sighed, as if that was an accident, as if she hadn't spent an hour preening herself before the mirror. Facts are facts. Stating them isn't a gift. You only prove you're not blind. She yawned, stretched in her saddle, made him wait a moment longer. But I'll hear more. He noisily cleared his throat and held up one hand, a bad actor preparing for his grand speech. Your hair is like a veil of shimmering sable. You pompous buffoon. What was it yesterday? A curtain of midnight. I liked that better. It had some poetry to it. Bad poetry, but still. He squinted up at the clouds. Your eyes, then, gleam like piercing sapphires, beyond price. I've got stones in my face now. Lips like rose petals? She spat at him, but he was ready and dodged it, the phlegm clearing his horse and falling on the dry stones beside the track. That's to make your roses grow, imbecile. You can do better. I consider myself to be a man of principle, but what man does not? Even the cutthroat, I've noticed, considers his actions moral after a fashion. Perhaps another person, reading of my life, would name me a religious tyrant. He could call me arrogant. What is to make that man's opinion any less valid than my own? I guess it all comes down to one fact. In the end, I'm the one with the armies. Ash fell from the sky. Vin watched the downy flakes drift through the air. Leisurely, careless, free. The puffs of soot fell like black snowflakes, descending upon the dark city of Lúthedain. They drifted in corners, blowing in the breeze and curling in tiny whirlwinds over the cobblestones. They seemed so uncaring,